Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for... Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Dallas Cowboys Central, Wayne Allen Root, home of the world champion Dallas Cowboys. Chris gets mad at me because he's not a Cowboys fan like I am, man. There's nobody who's a Cowboys fan like I am. I've been a Cowboys fan since I was 5 or 6 years old, somewhere around there, in love with Roger Staubach and America's team and Calvin Hill and Drew Pearson and Golden Richards and Calvin Harris and, Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters. I just loved the Dallas Cowboys since the time I was a little kid. And I still do, and a big victory, a smashing victory last night. Got a chance to just sit back and watch my Dallas Cowboys with the first ever Monday night NFL playoff game in history, and just they thrashed Tom Brady and the division-winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a huge victory, and now they're on to San Francisco to take on the San Francisco 49ers next Sunday in the evening game. It's always the Dallas Cowboys in the most important game of the weekend with the whole nation watching, late in the afternoon or early in the evening with the whole nation watching. Always Dallas, America's team. My boys, the Dallas Cowboys, great win last night. All right. From sports, we move on to what this show is about, which is politics. The two loves of my life, by the way, and they've always, for me, gone hand in hand. I love gambling on football. Now, you know, Dallas Cowboys, the only team I actually love. New York Yankees a little bit in baseball. But in general, I just love whoever I'm betting on today. I'm a sports gambler, and I love betting on sports, but in particular betting on football. And I love politics and conservative politics and capitalism and talking about all the things that equal limited government, smaller government, and throw in the deep state D.C. swamp scumbag bums out. Those are the loves of my life, and I enjoy them. So let me give you a list of things I was right about that came out just in the last 24 hours, most of them this morning. Number one, the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, has very quietly, tacitly admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal, and we should all be concerned, very concerned, because the pilots all were force vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, and knowing that all over the world and all over America, people are dropping dead of heart attacks and strokes, literally on the spot. It's like, can you imagine if I was on the radio? Hey, everybody, Wayne Allen! Wayne's dead. Someone comes to the mic. Wayne is dead. We're going to take a break now. Wayne dropped dead of a heart attack. Like, on the spot, people are dropping dead suddenly all across America. Now apply that, because I'm someone who said policemen, firemen, military, and pilots. What are you going to do when half of them are dead and the other half are disabled? The country is going to be, the society is going to be wiped out. Things are not going to be normal by the end of this year, I guarantee you. And the idea that pilots could drop dead of a heart attack mid-flight while piloting your plane is a very scary prospect. And the only thing that saves us from horrible aviation accidents is there are always two pilots at the control. So if one drops dead or has a massive heart attack and is crippled and disabled and can't, you know, they have to lay him down on the ground and he can't fly anymore, at least there's another one to save you potentially, assuming, you know, he's vaccinated too, assuming he doesn't have a heart attack from the stress of the situation. You have two pilots with heart attacks at the same time. Good luck. You'll have the flight attendants flying the airplane. But I told you this was going to happen, and I was right. Here's another I told you so. Dr. Harriet Hall, staunch critic of anti-vaxxers, that would be Wayne Allen Root, and alternative medicine, that would be Wayne Allen Root. I believe very strongly in vitamin C, vitamin D3, quercetin, zinc, and many other nutritional supplements, colloidal silver, structured silver, as garlic, probiotics, as way to fight every single disease known to man and as a way to boost your immune system. And she was a staunch critic of anyone who's against the COVID vaccine and anyone who's for alternative medicine, and she dies in her sleep. And I don't mean to laugh, but I can't help but laugh when people this vicious and this evil and this stupid and this, you know, by the way, brilliant people with Ivy League degrees from the most elite universities, and all of them are learned, all of them are book smart, and all of them are dumb as a box of rocks outside of their own little school taking tests. They're dumb as a doorknob, and they don't know anything about health. They don't know anything about medicine. They don't know a damn thing about how to make people better. I would rather trust an alternative medicine practitioner any day of the week than an MD from Harvard who has been out of medical school for 40 years and has had no updates and just listens to what the FDA and the CDC and the AMA have to say. So Harriet Hall, the genius that she is, against vitamins and against anti-vaxxers, dies suddenly in her sleep. She was nicknamed the Skep Doc, as in she's skeptical of all the people who are skeptical. Yesterday on this show, just a pure gut instinct guess on my part. My guests are always almost 100% accurate. Let's say they're 99.9% in 7 years on this show. And I said off the top of my head yesterday, I said all these losers on their private jets going to Davos with 1,000 private jets when they talk about climate change, 1,000 private jets jamming their airports. And out of the blue, I just happened to pop in my mind, they're not going there for climate change. They're going there to get laid. They're going there to bang prostitutes. And sure enough, no sooner I said that, knowing these men are all flying on private jets to get away from their wives and have sex with European prostitutes. And what's the next thing that happens? I open up the internet today, and what do I see? Report: high-priced prostitutes descend on Davos for high-powered leaders at World Economic Forum. That was article number one. And hold on, I got to get you article number two, proving once again Wayne Root is always right. My common sense is always right. Dark side of Davos revealed as global elite bookings for sex workers soar. They're there to get laid, and they're willing to spend $50,000 in private jet fuel just to get laid and to get away from their wives. That's the point of Davos. They couldn't give a flying F about climate change. And then when you're a disgusting human being and you're cheating on your wife and you're banging hookers, how do you cover all that? By acting like you're like this pious, intellectual, climate change, green energy, wisdom-oriented human being. It's all BS. Everyone's the same. Human beings are all the same. They're there to get laid and cheat on their wives. They go to Davos without their wife. They book a hotel room for them and their employees with sex workers every single day. This is the bonus they wait for all year long. Okay, so Wayne Root, with just a pure guess, nailed it. Bullseye, bingo. It's all about the hookers in Davos. Here's John Kerry at Davos speaking. He claims to be part of a select group of human beings. Yeah, okay, you know, a guy died who was the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune, and you grabbed his wife as his widow, and you banged her, and you somehow made her fall in love with you, and now you've inherited the Heinz ketchup fortune, and now you think you're a select group of human beings. These are the people at Davos who are trying to destroy all of our lives, a select group of human beings who are called to save the planet. By the way, has anyone checked the logs of the hotel room for John Kerry and his private jet? How many hookers are on the private jet? How many prostitutes are in his hotel room? Come on. My God, who believes this nonsense? Then last week, another I told you so, last week, I wrote the commentary, and I said basically that this Congress now belongs to Donald J. Trump and all the conservatives who support Trump. And sure enough, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar land oversight committee assignments after they were originally stripped of their assignments in the Democrat-controlled Congress in 2021 for being too radical conservative. Now they've got plum assignments because McCarthy had no choice, and all the what they call radical extreme right-wingers, actually what I call the people who believe in represent the same things as silent majority and represent the silent majority. We now have the best plum assignments, and we are in control of Congress. It is a Trump Congress. It is the house that Trump built. What have I said here many times on the show? The Pope is a communist fraud, a real communist fraud. And here's the headline, Commie Pope Francis shocks seminarians and hurls F-bombs during private papal audience. So the Pope was screaming the F-bomb. They've got exact quotes from his, is it called a papal audience or a papal audience in Rome? I don't know. I'm not Catholic. I don't know. Papal? Chris, what's the right word? Papal? According to testimonies from seminarians, Pope Francis ranted against effing careerists who F up the lives of others. The Pope also criticized those who climb to show their, I think it's asses, it looks like it. It was just A with some stars after it. And the trainee priests were shocked, absolutely shocked by the F-bombs coming out of Pope Francis's mouth. Really quite amazing. And that's why I've said all along he's about as far from Catholic as you get. And about as far from pious as you get. This guy is a fraud, and he's a communist, and he's obviously a foul-mouthed fraud communist as well. I have also argued on this show and throughout my life that every single illegal alien who gets a driver's license at DMV is automatically registered to vote in Nevada and many other states, and they're all voting, and that's the biggest voter fraud out there besides the mail-in ballots and the ballot harvesting, the ballot drop boxes. Maybe it's bigger than all of them, because in battleground states and border states like Arizona and Nevada and New Mexico, and soon Texas and certainly California, they're taking over. They're just, Colorado is filled with illegals. They're taking over. They're the difference in the vote. They're rigging and stealing elections for Democrats. And we've got a DACA recipient testifying to Minnesota lawmakers and saying, we are all voting. Of course they are. Wayne Root nails it again. They're stealing our elections. Illegal aliens. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols. He's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health, getting the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then I'll commence with the Wainwright Was Right tour again. Nevada, because there's so much more I'm right about that's in today's news. It's scary. Nevada Corporate Headquarters says it's 2023. It's time for you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. They want to teach you how to control your financial future, protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, doesn't matter if you're in the other 49 states, doesn't matter if you're out of the United States, you can have a Nevada LLC and it can work for you. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their latest book, The Nevada Edge, for free. There's no strings attached, no hooks here. Just go get the book free. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book, NevadaWar.com, with over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars. With more than 14,000 reviews, Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book, The Nevada Edge. Again, reminder, you don't have to live in Nevada. No reason to live in Nevada. Speaking of I told you so, I tell you this every day, how bad it is out there with people who took the vaccine. Dave, who listens to me in Pennsylvania, I call him a super fan. Dave loves this show and listens to every hour of this show and just really enjoys it, and I appreciate it. Dave's a fireman in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area, I believe. And he says a friend of mine who owns a restaurant in Allentown died last week. I won't say the name of the restaurant. Just found out about it. His death was unexpected. He's 59 years old, and he just had his booster 2 months ago. Folks, they're dying left and right. And I want to tell you, you know, being that almost everything I ever say turns out to be right, but sometimes it takes a year or two or three to figure out Wayne was right. Let me tell you right now what I believe. Why are so many people dying, but not everybody's dying? because they made sure that the batches were all different of the vaccine. So only some people would get a high dose, and some people would get a low dose, and some people would get no dose. Because if everybody died at once, then everybody would be aware of what was going on. But if only 1 out of 100 die this year, and another 1 out of 100, or it gets a lot worse, and it's 3 out of 100 next year, that still leaves 97 alive. And they can say with deniable, what is it, deniable plausibility, I think that's the way they say it, they can say, no, there's nothing wrong. There's a few, a few isolated cases. Everybody's not dying. Well, first of all, the die-off is exploding, and that's because everybody got their shots a year ago or a year and a half ago, and the spike proteins are attached to your organs, and they cause major damage, and they damage your immune system, and the deaths get worse as time goes on. That's why the die-off's getting worse. But still, you know, it's like 10 people get it and 9 of them got a very low dose or no dose and 1 gets a high dose. And that way only 1 dies or 1 gets disabled and another one might start to feel some bad effects. But 8 say, hey, I got vaccinated. I felt nothing. Well, you may not feel nothing 8 months from now, a year from now, or 2 years from now. But it's also possible you got a batch with literally almost nothing in it or literally nothing in it. Just saline, because that's the way they designed it. So it would be a slow die-off. If things went wrong, they couldn't get blamed, and they could keep this going for years to come. That's my belief. That's my theory. I'm guaranteeing you I will turn out to be right. They didn't send the same dose to everybody, and that's why lots of people are dying, but it still just trickles in. It's not everybody at once, because then they'd all be found guilty. If it was everybody at once, then you'd all know. This way, people don't know, and they actually go get another vaccine, and then they go get another vaccine, then they get a booster, then they get another booster, and eventually, each shot they get, 9 out of 10 people's okay, 1 dies, and eventually it nails you, and you don't know. It's like a frog boiling in water. You don't know you're dead until by the time you feel it, it's too late. All right. More things that I say that turned out to be right. I keep telling you the death of America is green energy and electric cars. Here's a man discovering it will take 5 days for his electric Hummer to fully charge. Okay? A man discovered his brand new GMC Hummer EV would take 5 days to fully charge when using a basic home charging setup. This is a brand new Hummer. It's got the largest battery you can buy, he announces. 250 kilowatt hours of battery in this truck. Now it's Sunday morning. Let's see how long it takes to charge it just using the truck's charger and plugging it to a standard wall outlet. I've got the charger. I've got the plug. Keep in mind, it's Sunday morning. He charges. He checks on the dashboard of the car for the estimated time it'll take to charge. Time to complete charge next Friday at 8:30 a.m. And the range increases 1 mile per hour, meaning it takes 5 days to charge his truck to get a full, what I would call a full tank of gas, but it's a full tank of electric. And that's why you cannot depend on electric cars. If you want to have one electric car, that's what turns you on. That's your fancy. That's great. You better have 3 cars in your driveway. One of them's electric. When life goes to hell, you better use the 2 gas cars, 2 gas guzzlers.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
Yeah. USA News update. The White House is urging Congress to swiftly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from defaulting on payments. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans cannot use this issue as a way to cut social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
The U.S. is expected to hit the borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden is frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and in his Delaware home. NBC News reporting that the president is also upset with the backlash that he's receiving after those documents were found. Newly elected Representative George Santos has been awarded seats on two low-level committees after House Republicans debated where to put the New York congressman. He is facing mounting legal issues and growing calls to resign for extensively lying about his resume. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Root. Welcome back to the show. Segment number three. And Tom Baker's with us, former FBI agent, author of the new book, The Fall of the FBI, How Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. I was, obviously, I was in love with that title because I could not agree more, 110%. The FBI has fallen. It was a once great agency, and it has become a threat to democracy. And let's talk a bit about the FBI's collapse and the FBI's failures and the FBI's, a long decline. And let's also talk about the Joe Biden classified document situation with former FBI agent Tom Baker. Tom, welcome to Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So let's start with the fall of the FBI. That is the name of your book. And so how did this once great agency fall the way it has, fall so far and so fast?
I think the explanation is a change in culture. And I think the change in culture began under the regime of Robert Mueller when he was director, exacerbated by the poor leadership of James Comey when he was director. It's an issue of culture.
And I assume it's also the person at the top, not just the top of the FBI, like you say, Comey and Mueller, but also at the top of them would be the president of the United States. I assume under Obama, things began to really unravel, because to me, that's the guy who's the key to the destruction of America, was the 8 years of Barack Obama, long before Trump and long before Biden, was 8 years of disaster under Obama.
Yes, and the particular things with the FBI went just gliding along under him during that period of time. I think, and I explain in my book, I think a key moment was the September 11th attacks and some unintended consequences of that attack.
And what you mean is, I assume, the Patriot Act that allowed the FBI and other surveillance agencies to go after the average American instead of just terrorists? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's a big part of it. But more specifically, let me just mention a few days, literally days, before the attack on Tuesday, September 11th, Robert Mueller became the director of the FBI. The attacks happened on a Tuesday. 3.5 days later, Saturday morning, President George W. Bush was in his presidential retreat in the woods in Maryland, Camp David, and Mueller was summoned there. Mueller had the FBI report with him to present to the president and his group of national security advisors. Mueller was quite content in doing that. He's told, by the way, he's told me this personally, and he's told numerous groups this. This is very well documented. So in 3.5 days between that Tuesday and that Saturday morning, the FBI did what it does best, investigate. And they had, in fact, identified all 19 hijackers, their travel, their financing, their associates, their credit cards, their rental cars, and all their contacts back to and including their connections to Al-Qaeda. Mueller presented this report expecting praise and thanks from the president. But as he got to the end, George W. Bush just looked at him and coldly said, "I don't care about that. I just want to know how you're going to present it. Prevent the next one." Well, later that morning, George Tenet, then the director of the CIA, presented his proposed plan of action going forward. When he was done speaking, President George W. Bush said, "That's great." Then he turned, looking at Mueller, and said, "That's what I want to hear." Mueller, a very proud man, was humiliated by this, and after that meeting, he said he set about to change the culture of the FBI. That's the word he used. He wanted to change it from a law enforcement culture to an intelligence culture. That had a lot of unintended bad consequences.
Well, I assume one of those bad consequences we're now finding out, which is the Biden classified document scandal. How did the FBI handle that scandal?
Well, jumping ahead to the Biden document scandal, we don't know. I don't know all the details of that yet. This thing's drip, drip, dripping out. What does cross my mind about it, and I think what you're referring to is how in the issue or the dispute over documents that former President Trump had, there was a raid executed and a search warrant executed. which a lot of us feel was a bit of overreach and a bit of abuse, even though the search warrant might have been, undoubtedly was legal. With the Biden thing, I just don't know what's at the root of that. It's just, I don't know everything, and I don't think many of us do about the Biden thing, but the one thing that strikes me is how this even got out. I mean, a staff person of his or an attorney of his, someone working for him at one of his offices found some of these documents. You would think they would have kept that in-house, returned the document to the National Archives or wherever it belongs quietly, and most of us never would have heard about this. So I don't know if somebody's trying to, somebody perhaps in the Democratic Party or apparatus is trying to undermine Biden and discredit him by exposing all of this, because this could have been handled a lot differently.
Yeah, Tom, my theory on all this, and I don't remember whether I've given it on the radio to my audience before, but I've said it on my social media posts many times in the last couple of weeks. I believe this is all purposeful. I believe they're trying to take down Biden. I think it's the deep state and the D.C. swamp. They know that Biden's the only person that could possibly lose to Donald J. Trump or to Ron DeSantis. It happens to be Governor DeSantis who gets the nomination, but I think it's almost certainly going to be Trump. And so this is their plan. Number one, take down Biden and take down the entire Biden family, you know, Hunter Biden. And in one foul swoop, when you indict him and prosecute him and make him guilty, he resigns the presidency. He's gone. He's not the man representing the Democrat Party anymore. And they know he's become a joke, and they know they probably lost badly in the 2022 midterms, but they did enough rigging and cheating that it didn't look that bad yet. But they're scared about 2024. And so they get rid of Biden, but it's a two for one. Because once you've prosecuted and convicted Biden of mishandling classified documents, now it's easy to indict and to find guilty President Donald J. Trump, and now you've two for one. You've taken out two guys, Biden, who could have lost to Trump, and Trump, who could have beaten whoever the Democrats have running. So this is how they say, see how fair we are? We actually took down our own guy, Biden, but it's all about Trump. It's always all about Trump. This is how they get Trump and eliminate him from running for president. Just my theory on all this.
Well, it's not a far-fetched theory because, as I say, it's still bizarre how this thing all came to light. It's still unexplained as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So answer the important question. Has the FBI turned into a threat to democracy, Tom Baker?
Yes. Potentially, certainly. And let me just explain this again where I say that at bottom it's a culture problem. And it's also a leadership problem, but it's a culture problem. In a law enforcement agency with a law enforcement culture, there's a mindset, consciously or unconsciously, that everything you do every day is taking you forward to that day when you're going to have to stand up in court before a judge or before a jury or before a magistrate or in a grand jury and raise your right hand and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Law enforcement is truth-based and it's fact-based. That's quite different than an intelligence agency that they operate in deceit and deception. Their product is an estimate. They call it an intelligence estimate. Some of us would call it a best guess. Guesses aren't in the courtroom. So you develop two different mindsets. And in the intelligence mindset, it's easy to shade around the edges and become a danger to democracy. Did you have a question?
Well, yeah, that was the best example of what you're saying. I was going to jump in and say was Twitter. In other words, there's a lot of ex-FBI agents at Twitter and ex-CIA at Twitter, and they were silencing conservatives, and they were censoring the news feed, so anything bad about Biden never appears, and anything bad about Trump is the headline of the day, and anything good about Trump never appears, and anything good about Biden is the headline of the day. So it's a complete fake news apparatus created by ex-FBI agents and ex-intelligence agents, and present FBI who are ordering around the ex-FBI agents at Twitter and actually paying Twitter to change the news feed. If that isn't a threat to democracy and certainly a threat to free speech, I don't know what is.
Well, it's very direct, the Twitter thing, because what the FBI can't do, shouldn't do, is forbidden doing to do by the First Amendment is interfering with people's free speech. But they've engaged this private entity, Twitter, or they did, this private entity, Twitter, to censor speech, something they couldn't do. It's really a perversion, and it's to my mind, it's a violation, certainly, of the spirit of the First Amendment.
Yeah, and Tom, don't think it was just Twitter. Yeah. Believe me, it was Twitter, it was Facebook, it was Instagram, it was YouTube, and it was the entire American media. It wasn't just social media. I believe the FBI gave orders to the media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, you know, all the liberal media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. They told them what they were allowed to say and not say, and they paid them to do it right, both when it came to stolen elections, when it came to Biden versus Trump, and when it came to the vaccine and the deaths from the vaccine. They were changing the news feed, what you're allowed to say. Tom Baker, up against the news break. We got to run. Former FBI agent, author of the new book, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. Grab a copy. Tom Baker, thanks for coming on the show. Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for all your comments, and thank you for what you do.
All right, Tom. Believe me, there's plenty of great FBI agents and ex-FBI agents, just not the leadership. The sponsor of this segment, by the way, is GreatPatriotStore.com. If you're a patriotic, freedom-loving family, a family man like I am, or family woman, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. They are the answer to inflation, hundreds of household products you're already buying and using, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. Now they've got a ranch and a meat processing. They sell the best beef in the world. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, by the way, in the next hour on Lindell TV, we're coming up with our TV hour, which is, of course, on USA Radio as well. So you could choose to listen in your car or listen at home, or you could just go on your home computer or laptop or desktop or even your iPhone, and you can your Android phone, and you can go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, and you click on Lindell TV 2, and you're automatically on with Wayne Allyn Root. And in the next hour on that show, we've got our guest, Steve Kirsch, who's going to be here. He's one of the world's great experts on the vaccine, and he's going to be here talking about pilots and what could happen with pilots flying commercial jets and having heart attacks because they've all been forced vaccinated, and how many terrible tragedies we could have because of this. And I also want to ask him, as I mentioned yesterday on the show, I've had a lot of requests from all of you to talk about the remedies for the COVID vaccine. What can we all do to mitigate the bad side effects of the COVID vaccine? I want to start getting experts to all comment on that because we want to do more than criticize. We want to help everybody out there that was forced to vaccinate to keep their jobs or forced by their doctors or encouraged by their doctors or encouraged by their family. A lot of people have reasons why they vaccinated that are perfectly valid reasons. And listen, you're my fan and I'm your fan. I want to keep you alive. And so we'll start asking all the experts on the COVID vaccine what they've heard are the right kinds of nutrients or pharmaceutical drugs that could be taken to mitigate the side effects of the COVID vaccine. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, as in Vertical Research Advisory. That is a global investment and economic newsletter founded in 2003 by Kip Herridge. That was 20 years ago this year. He's going to have his 20th anniversary this year, 2003 to 2023. 20 years, and I've been friends with him for 20 years, and I've watched his newsletter for the last 19 years. This is the 20th year, you know, right now, just starting. And so in the last 19 years, he's beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. That's an incredible record. And he didn't just beat it. He beat it like a rug. I mean, he beat it badly. He's a proud fifth-generation Red Pill Texan. He is, as far as I'm concerned, the Nostradamus of Wall Street. He's got a crystal ball, and he sees what's going on, and he gives you all the right moves to make money. People say it's hard to make money. Not with Kip Herridge and VRA. Let Kip prove to you how good his VRA system really is. Exclusively for my fans, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. We've been doing this for a year. If you have not taken advantage yet, please do so. 2 weeks free of his email newsletter every single day. And after 2 weeks are up, believe me, you'll stay for life. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. It's all free, no strings attached. Join now at VRAinsider.com. So here's Joe Rogan, who is the number one podcaster in the world, by the way. I think he's got like 20 million people listening to him. And he says Biden's own staff wants to take him down with the classified document scandal. They're trying to get rid of him. And, Joe, I agree with you, but I think it's a two-for-one. I'm the only guy I know of who's been saying not only is it an inside job and Biden's own people and the deep state are trying to – and the D.C. swamp are trying to get rid of Biden because they know that he just crushed them in the midterms. The only reason we didn't win by a landslide and win 60 seats is because they rigged and stole the midterms the same way they did the 2020 election. They committed all kinds of crimes involving mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting and ballot drop boxes and no voter ID and illegal aliens voting and no signature match and all the same things. But most importantly, the FBI and the security agencies are stealing the elections and social media is making sure the news feed has been changed so you could only see negative about the GOP and only see positive about Democrats. Of course elections are being stolen and they know they got to steal them because everybody is on the side now of the Republican Party and they all know Donald Trump was right. The deep state is dirty, and they know the deep state's trying to enslave us all. So they know it's every election is a dirty fight to try and, you know, stay in power by Democrats, and they don't know if they can keep doing it. And so they got to get rid of Trump, and they got to get rid of Biden, because Biden's the worst candidate in the world, and every day he gets more and more dementia. And so they've got to throw him out. This is the way to get rid of him, and at the same time, it's a two-for-one. Because this is your chance to prove that you're fair. You took down a Democrat Biden over mishandling classified documents, so it's completely fair and it's not, you know, a criminal witch hunt to take down Trump for mishandling documents, even though Trump had a right to do it and Biden as vice president never had a right. Therefore, it's too, you know, comparing apples to oranges to the average person, it's not. And so this is their way to look fair. They get to take down Trump and take down Biden. They didn't want Biden anyway, and they know they can't be Trump, or it's hard to be Trump, so they're just getting rid of their number one opponent. So, and it's one other step beyond what Joe Rogan said. If you're wondering how you pay someone, you know, if they're president of the United States or vice president of the United States, how do you pay them off? How does China pay them? How does Ukraine pay them? What if you gave all the money to Hunter and then Hunter paid rent of $50,000 a month to his daddy, Joe Biden, and it doesn't look like there's anything wrong. It's the son paying rent to the father. But maybe the house is only worth $10,000 a month. Maybe it's worth $20,000 a month. It's not worth $50,000. So you've just handed money from China or Ukraine to Joe Biden, and you did it in a subtle way that doesn't look like it's committing fraud against the American people and the American taxpayers. It doesn't look like it's treason against America. It's just a rent payment. But by the way, not only did they, in my opinion, commit massive crimes with those overpayments, it wasn't on Joe Biden's tax returns. So it's also tax fraud. So Biden's going down. He's done. And the only question is, while he's on the way out the door, can they convict him or force him out and convict him, therefore allowing them to then go after Trump and say, see, same thing. He mishandled classified documents. We did it fair to Biden. We're going to do it fair to Trump. And that way they eliminate the competition. That's what's going on in Wayne Root's mind. And I think I've been proven right in almost everything I say on this radio show for 7 years. Coming up next, Lindell TV at frankspeech.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.